We had a problem this morning with the computer that we use for Norma's class. So we had a combined class this morning. It was different, but it was good. Thank you for being there.
今天早上呢，Norman的那个电脑呢出了点问题，所以我们把两个课程呢合在一起。今天早上那个课程呢大家也很好，谢谢大家参加那个课程。
So this afternoon, we're going to be considering some truths in Revelation, especially Revelation chapter 18.
今天呢，我们特别要学习的是启示录。启示录呢，今天是十八章。
So if you have a Bible, you can open it to Revelation 18. That'll help us as we go through.
如果你有圣经的话呢，可以翻到启示录第十八章，这样对大家呢学习这个有所帮助。
Very, very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we can start our study.
非常好，我们来现在祷告，再开始我们的学习。
Lord, we're thankful that the truth of God not only tells us what is important today, it tells us what happened yesterday in such a way that we can learn about it. And then it tells us what's going to happen tomorrow so that we can be prepared and make sure that we don't end up on the wrong track with the wrong conclusion.
主啊，我们非常感恩圣经呢，它不光是告诉我们今天的事儿，也告诉我们昨天的事儿，这样呢，我们可以从昨天发生的事儿呢去学习一些东西，然后呢，也可以告诉我们将来要发生的事儿。将来凡事这样呢，让我们可以准备好，我们也将来的时候呢，不会迷失方向。
And so, Lord, we're just praying that you'll help us now as we consider this chapter together. We pray that you'll open our understanding and that you will warn us to be expecting this kind of a conclusion.
主啊，我们也就是说，全年的现在，我们开始要学习十八章的时候，请你帮助我们，或者我们打开我们的思路，让我们可以去发现将来要发生的事情，我们也准备好，也得出那样的结果。
So we give thanks now and look to you for help in Jesus' name.
我们先献上感恩呢，求您的帮助。我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to see you all again. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 18.
再次呢，欢迎大家，非常高兴看到大家，感谢主。 启示录第十八章。
We'll just read the first two verses together. They say, after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt of every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird.
原来我们先读第一节和第二节，启示录第十八章。第一节说呢，此后我看见另有一位有大权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。他大声喊着说，巴比伦倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之名的巢穴。
So let us consider again the logic flow of the book of Revelation. What is the book of Revelation all about?
所以我们再次呢，开始顺着这个启示录它这个逻辑的这个流程来看，就是这里来看呢，启示录所有的都是要讲的是什么？
It starts out in chapter 1 with a vision of the Lord Jesus Christ as John sees him in the future.
因为这个从第一章开始呢，那个使徒约翰呢就看见了主耶稣基督呢，他在将来要向他显现这样一个异象。
And then the Lord Jesus says to him, I want you to take down this dictation. I want to send seven short letters each to a church in the province of Asia.
然后这个主耶稣就跟那个约翰使徒约翰说呢，我要你把这些听写下来，我要跟你写七封简单的信给当时在亚细亚的教会。
And he describes each of those churches, on the basis of the things that they were doing that was good and right, and on the things that they were doing which was not good or right.
因为主耶稣就在那些信里呢，也告诉了那些教会，他们所做的事情呢，是好的和正确的，也告诉他们在那些他们做的事情是不好的，不正确的。
And each of those chapters, sorry, each of those brief letters contains some sort of a warning regarding the future, and the implication is that if they don't do what the Lord says, there will be a problem.
在这里呢，每一封那个短的书信里呢，主耶稣基督呢警告了他们，警告他们，给他们一些警告。如果他们不去按照那些警告去改正的话呢，他们在将来呢，他们就会有大麻烦。
And it's interesting that those seven churches, some of them apparently strong in the days of, John and Jesus, and then some of them weak, but all seven of them, they were in existence when the Lord Jesus spoke to John, but none of them survived to today.
因为这里非常有趣的是呢，主耶稣基督跟他们讲的那个七个教会呢，当时在主耶稣基督和使徒约翰那个年代呢，他们中间有些教会是强大的，有些教会是弱小的，但是呢，没有一个教会能够存留到今天。
And there is implied there a warning, and that is that we must look at what could be ahead and make sure that the actions we have today are such.That there will be strength rather than weakness, that there will be life rather than death ahead.
因为这里呢，有些呢，那当时教会呢，他们的那个行为呢，我们今天呢是可以借鉴的，因为其中呢有些是强大的、有力的，而不是弱小的；有些呢是有生命的，而不是死了的。
And the book of Revelation is divided into three parts.According, and we can just read those words in Revelation chapter 1. See if I can find them now.
启示录呢，基本上是分为三部分。三部分呢，在启示录的第一章里是啊，他现在正在给大家找那些经文。
And again, I have trouble pulling it off the page.Let me look it up in the other translation. It'll be easier for me to see it.
他用的是跟大家一样的圣经，他平常用的是另外一本圣经，所以他把那本圣经里找一下，可能对他们比较容易找到他说的经文。
These which are and which will be and which will be hereafter, where then? I'm just looking. I apologize.I didn't intend to be on this topic and I didn't write it down. The Lord says to John, you write down the things which are and which were and which will be hereafter. That's the three themes of the book of Revelation. And
verse four
in chapter one.That's right. To the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. And that's good, but it's not precisely the verse that I wanted. Anyway, we maybe should not spend too much time looking for it. I just apologize. I thought I could put my finger on it. Yes, it is actually chapter 4. And it is verse number 1 in chapter 4. I apologize.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
And it says, I better get it in the right translation now. It says, after this, I looked and before me was the door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here. I will show you what must take place after this. And yes, and so that's not the complete verse that I was after. But anyway, he says the book is broken down into three groups. The things that are. That would be the churches. Yeah, my mind is going blank. I should be able to see the verse. I can't, and I'm having trouble.
Chapter 119.
That sounds good. Yes, that's it. Right. Therefore, what you have seen, what is now and what will take place later. What you have seen is chapter 1. What is now is chapters 2 and 3, a description of the churches who were in existence in John's day. And then, what will take place later, and that is chapters 4 through the end of the book.
And
that will help us understand the logic flow of the book.
这里讲到的就是启示录第一章第十九节，预言所以你要把所看见的和现在的事儿并且将来必成的事写出来。所以这里现在呢，就是说，你现在所看见讲的就是那个使徒约翰啊，不是使徒约翰，他当时和主耶稣基督那个年代发生的事情，就是他现在看到的主耶稣基督告诉他的。 而且这就是从那个第一章到第四章，第二章到第四章，然后还是要写将来发生的事情，从四章以后，这是讲的是将来要发生的事情。
So when you get to chapters 4 through 22, the beginning is the presentation of seven seals opened with the outpourings of the judgment of God on the seven seals.
这个呢，就是说你从第四章开始呢，你看到呢神的七印，就是当时那个书的七印打开了，当时有七，打开以后发生所要发生的事情。
And that's followed by seven trumpets, each trumpet announcing another judgment on the world from the Lord.
然后呢，接踵而来的就是七个号。
That is followed by seven trumpets, and each trumpet being another judgment poured out upon the world by the Lord.
这个呢，就是七个号呢，就是七个不同的审判，就是主降在地球上来。
And that in turn is followed by seven bowls or vials of the wrath of God, which will be poured out upon the world.
然后呢，就是跟随来的就是七个碗，或者是七个瓶子，然后把那个神的愤怒呢倒在地球上。
And we read about that then in the chapters that follow. But there are some interlude pictures. Pictures of what is happening in the world As these judgments are poured out, what's going on in the world, just from an operational point of view in the world?
然后呢，跟着呢讲到的时候呢，就是那七个碗来的时候呢，在地球上呢会发生什么事情？这个只是从那个执行的角度来看，发生在地球上的那些事情。
And so from the book of Revelation and many others of the prophecies of the Lord in the Bible, we realize that, as the judgments of God get nearer, the Lord is going to cause the church to go to heaven in what we describe as the rapture of the church.
这个里面呢，就是说在以前那些先知们已经预言到的，就是说呢，将来呢，在这地球上始终路这段时间要发生的事情，首先呢，就是神的教会要被提上去，提到天上去以后呢，然后地上才发生这些事情。
And on that occasion, all the Christians in the world and all the Christians who have died are going to be going up.To heaven to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air and then to be taken to heaven.
然后呢所有的在那个场合呢所有的基督徒和所有已经过去死了基督徒呢都会复活一起被提到空中和主耶稣基督相遇然后主耶稣从那里呢把所有的基督徒们呢带到天堂去。
And so after that,There will be lots of evil in the world, and God will send his judgments, the seals, the trumpets, the thunders, and the bowls. They'll keep pouring out on the world.
在那以后呢，神的审判呢，神的愤怒要降到地球上，就是那七个印、七个号、七个雷声，还有七个碗，所有的那些审判都要降临在地球上。
But one of the questions is, what is going to happen?To the religion of the world.
那其中一个问题呢，就是在那个时候，在对世界上的宗教要发生一些什么？
It is true that all over the world today and in the past, wherever we go, we find that the world is a very religious place.
因为这个也是一个事实，不管是今天呢，还是我们往回看，世界上呢，地球上一直是一个非常呢宗教的一个地方。
You find religion in the ancient cultures of the world everywhere you look.
你在那个古代的那个世界的历史上去看呢，每一个地方呢都可以找到宗教的踪影。
And you find religion in various forms in the world today.
今天呢，你也会发现呢，宗教呢以不同的形式出现在世界上。
But Vic pointed out to us this morning that many people in the world are not apparently religious today.
今天那个老王今天早上呢也跟我们指出来就是说在世界上呢有很多人他们并不是很明显的有宗教倾向。
Many people believe in evolution.
很多人呢相信进化论。
But in many respects, they have made a religion out of their evolution and their supposed science.
然后呢，实际上从一个启示录呢，除那个进化论以外呢，他们也给自己创造了一个宗教，那个宗教就是科学。
And many people in the world today have made a religion out of materialism.
有些人呢，很多人在今次浪尖事件呢，他们相信物质来作为他们的宗教。
And they basically say success in life is getting more and more and more for me.
他们基本上就是说呢，人生的成功呢，就是让自己得到更多更多的东西。
But the Bible teaches us, and it's clear from Revelation chapter 13, that after the church goes to heaven, the religion of the world will become very, very powerful. A single world ruler, an antichrist, will arise, and he will demand complete religious, response from everybody in the world.
这个呢就是启示录呢圣经教导的我们非常清楚在启示录第十三章开始就是说呢当时世界上的宗教力量呢非常非常的强大当时被起来一个敌基督他是有极大的权力统治着整个世界的那个宗教系统每个人呢在地球上呢当时都要来加入这个宗教。
So the end of Revelation 13 says that unless you get the mark of this beast, the mark of his number in your forehead or in your right hand, you won't even be able to buy or sell anything. You'll be starved to death.
这个呢在启示录的第十三章结尾讲过呢如果当时你在你的额头上或者在你的右手上没有那个兽的印记的话呢你就不能买不能卖基本上这种原因呢就是说呢你可以最终会被饿死。
All of that says then that what is coming after the church goes to heaven, there will be a religious revival. The question is, what kind of religion will it be?
因为就是这里讲到的呢在教会被提到天上去以后呢在地球上呢有一个极大的宗教的复兴。那么问题就是这类的宗教呢是什么类型的宗教呢
We're told that the devil will be behind that religion and that he will be able to effect great and marvelous miracles. People will believe the religion for several reasons, not the least of which is they will believe it because there's going to be miraculous evidence to say that it's true.
这里呢那个宗教呢我们被告知呢是魔鬼是在那个背后的。魔鬼因为魔鬼在背后呢所以这个宗教呢就是他能够行很多奇事。那些奇事呢就是因为呢当时的人相信这个宗教呢有几种原因。其中一个原因呢就是因为当时呢那样的宗教它可以行一些很多的奇事来证明他们的宗教是真实的。
Now, of course, that's one reason why many people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a miracle worker.
当然呢，这也是其中一个原因呢，有很多人信主耶稣基督，因为主耶稣基督他行了很多神迹。
So what's the difference between the miracle that Jesus did and the miracle that the Antichrist, the false prophet, the beast is going to do? Both are miracle workers. Which one would you believe?
问题就是你相信谁行的神迹呢？是相信主耶稣基督行的神迹呢？还是相信当时的那个敌基督的，还有那些假先知啊，还有那些就是那些当时的宗教人就是那个兽他们行的神迹呢他们行的神迹都是一样的他们也都是行神迹的人所以你会相信谁行的神迹呢
Now the miracles that Jesus did come along with the gospel of Jesus Christ which is repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life
所以呢主耶稣基督行的神迹呢实际上是基于这样一个基础就是说人呢你要向神悔改要对主耶稣基督有信心这样你就会有永生。
But the miracles of the beast, the false prophet, and the devil, the miracles that we're going to be considering, here in chapter 18, they come along withAnother type of gospel. Number one is, you don't have to turn from sin. You can have your sin now, and you can enjoy it now.
其实那些敌基督啊，还有魔鬼啊，还是那假先知呢，那兽了，他们所行的神迹呢，他们基于这样一个信息，就是说呢，其中第一条呢，就是说你不用悔改你的罪。那么现在呢？你就可以享受你的罪。
A lot of people are going to say, well, frankly, I like that. I like sin. And what will I get?
因为很多人呢说呢，坦率说我喜欢这样啊，那么说呢，我喜欢我可以得到东西。
And the answer is, well, the miracles that the devil is doing are, they're going to be so good, you don't have to have a guilty conscience for sin, but if you carry on, you will get to be really, really rich.
这个呢就是说呢里面的那些魔鬼行的神迹呢给你呢就是说呢你不当你犯罪的时候呢你不用有一个有愧的良心你可以继续犯罪如果你继续下去最终呢你会变得非常非常的富有。
And the lie that will be propagated will be, you don't need to worry about eternal judgment because if we all stick together,We will be able to overthrow God. We killed Jesus and we can overthrow God and they'll all get together and believe those lies.
所以呢当时的那个谎言呢就是说呢如果你现在犯罪你不用去管将来的审判。因为是说呢如果我们那个时候呢那个谎言是说我们全部联合在一起呢我们可以打败神因为我们杀了主耶稣基督那么将来呢我们也可以去打败神所以我们不用管将来的审判。
Okay, and so the question will be, excuse me, what kind of religion will it be? What will describe it?
因为问题就是将来的那个宗教是什么样子的呢？我们怎样去描述那个宗教呢
？Chapter 17 and 18 in particular, as well as many other chapters, both here in Revelation and in the rest of the Bible, excuse me, describe for us what that particular religion will be like.
第十七章和第十八章还有在很多的启示录的其他的章节还有在圣经的其他的章节呢给描述了我们这样一类宗教它是什么样子的。
In chapter 17, this religion is described in verse 5 as Mystery Babylon and the mother of prostitutes and abominations of the earth.
在启示录的第十七章第五节说呢，这样一个宗教呢，它被描述成奥秘达巴比伦做地上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
It is described as mysterious. It is described as Babylon. It is described as a wicked woman, a prostitute, and it's described as abominations.In the eyes of God.
所以在里面的这个宗教呢被描述成首先呢它是奥秘第二个呢它是大巴比伦第三个呢它就是大淫妇第四个呢就是说它是一个可憎的植物。
Okay, so it's very, very powerful. Again, you've got to get the mark of the beast in your forehead or in your hand if you're going to live and survive, and the world will have it. This is going to be the worldwide religion.
这个宗教呢它是非常非常的有权力非常有权力呢就是如果你想生存下来你必须在你的额头上或者是你的手上呢有他们的印记。所以这是一个世界范围内的一个宗教。
So Revelation 18 says, verse 2, with a mighty voice, this angel shouted saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become the home for demons and a haunt of every evil spirit and a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird.
第二节呢其实呢第十八章第二节说呢那个天使大声喊就是说巴比伦大城倾倒了成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的牢笼并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的牢笼。
Alright, so who are attracted to this particular evil religion?
所以谁是现在这些特别的一个邪恶的宗教里呢
Demons. The devil will be there and the devil's host will be there. In the Church of God today, we have Christians, But the Lord has provided angels to work with us and help us. We don't know much about them, but they're there, and we give thanks for them.
这个宗教邪恶的宗教呢，它其实就是魔鬼和那些魔鬼的军队，他们是在一起的。我们呢，相信主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督的神呢，就提供了那些天使呢，帮助我们。我们对天使的了解不多，但是我们感谢主，那些天使他就在那里帮助我们。
But this religion is not one aided and helped by angels. This religion is one that is full of demons. It's got demonic activity in an unprecedented way.
这个呢，宗教呢，他们不是由天使帮助的，也不是由天使来跟他们在一起的，他们是由魔鬼在一起，他们行那些可憎之事。
This religion is going to be characterized by evil spirits and every kind of evil spirit.
这个宗教的特点呢，它就是每一个，它特点都是被那个邪的邪灵所充满了。There
is one kind of good, that's God, but there's lots of kinds of evil. And you'll find a different kind of evil here than there. And as you were to go, if you were to go around the world, you could see this evil, that evil, the other evil, the other evil. You can think of many kinds of evil in the world today. They will all be in this religion, and they will all be there in great force.
这个里面呢，就是我们只有一种好，那就是神的好。 但是呢，邪恶呢，其实有各种各样的邪恶，有很多的邪恶。当今世界充满了各种各样的邪恶，这些邪恶呢，当时呢，都要在这个宗教里充满，然后这个宗教呢，它就变得非常非常的有权力。This
religion becomes a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird. All things that are powerful, that are bad, are going to be there. And all things that are detestable, that you would never want to see, they're all going to be there. Going to be a terrible thing.
所以这里面的所有的，当时世界上所有的坏的东西，所有的邪恶的东西，甚至很多所有的你不想看到的那样的可憎的东西呢，当时都在这个宗教里面。Why
is it going to be acceptable to people if it's so bad?
如果这个宗教如此的坏的话，为什么当时的人们都接受它呢？
Verse 3 says, for all the nations have drunk of the maddening wine of her adulteries.
第13节说,因为列国都被他邪淫大陆的酒倾倒了。
It'll be really bad, but the people in the world will like it because they have become drunk by their activity in it. And they either don't notice how bad it is, or they like the fact that it's bad.
这个宗教呢，它当时呢，它是如此的邪恶呢，人们喜欢它呢，是地上的人们呢，当时呢都醉了，醉呢，他们有可能呢，就是或者说他们不知道这个宗教有这么坏，或者说呢，他们已经被这个宗教的坏所醉了，他们喜欢这样的坏的宗教。
I'm reminded of a story that happened to me when I was probably 15 years old.
这里让我想起来一个故事，故事呢就是大概是我在15岁的时候的故事。
We were on summer vacation, and we had to make a phone call, but we didn't have phones. In those days, certainly not cell phones. We didn't even have a landline. We had to make a phone call. So my mother said to me, Harold, you go to that place over there and you make the phone call.
当时呢，在一个夏令营里，夏令营的时候呢，我们呢，在一个夏天的一个假期啊。 我们呢就是需要去打一个电话，但是在那个时候呢，我们待那个地方呢，我们是没有手机的那个年代，甚至连座机都没有，所以呢我妈妈就跟我说 Harold 你到那个地方去打一个电话。
The place was a beer parlor, an old fashioned beer parlor.
因为呢在那个地方呢其实是一个啤酒屋，那个里面呢有各种各样的啤酒。
I went in there at about 11 o'clock in the morning. I had never been near anything like a beer parlor before in my life.
因为呢我当时呢在大概11点多钟去到那个啤酒屋，但是在我的人生中我从来没有如此接近过这样的啤酒屋。
When I walked in, I noticed that the place was very, very dark. Very little light in there at all.
当我进去的时候呢，我发现那个屋子里呢非常非常的黑暗，只有一点点的光在里面。
I said, who on earth would ever want to spend 5 minutes in a terrible place like this?
我就说地球上还有人愿意在这样一个地方待超过5分钟吗？
And then I took a deep breath.
然后我就做了一个深呼吸。
And I had never smelled anything so foul in all my life. The place just had a terrible stench associated with it.
因为在我的人生里呢，我从来没有呼吸到如此重的气味，所以在我的人生中呢，我感觉到最难闻的气味，在那个时候我就闻着了。
And I said to myself, Harold, don't you ever come to a place like this?
我就跟自己说呢 ,Harold 啊，永远不要来像这样一个地方。
And by the grace of God, I've never been back to a place like it since. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 借着神的恩典呢，自那次以后呢，我从来没有再去过那样一个地方。Hallelujah.
I said to one of the men I saw there, I said, excuse me, could I borrow your telephone? He said, yes, sonny, you can use the telephone.
然后呢我当时呢就是说呢跟一个人说我可以借你电话打一下吗，他说孩子你可以用我的电话打。
I think he felt sorry for me. He actually gave me a bag of peanuts.
因为他认为呢他对我呢觉得抱歉，所以他给了我一包花生。
I said, thank you very much, but I'm not coming back for more.
我是非常高兴我不会回来再拿的。
Why will people want this religion?
为什么人喜欢这样的宗教呢？
Because they will find it intoxicating and they will love its filth.
所以呢是因为他们会发现这个呢它是其实有那个毒的，是可以让他们上瘾的这样一个东西。
But there's another reason. Verse 3.The kings of the earth committed adultery with her.
这里还有另外一个原因，在第三节里说，地上的君王与她行淫。
How terrible. Why does a man commit adultery?
这是多么可怕的事情，为什么一个人会犯奸淫罪？
Because all he cares about is pleasure.And he cares nothing about responsibility or love or affection for anybody other than himself.
因为这个人呢，他只关心他自己的快乐，他不想负任何责任，所以呢，只关心他自己的感情和感觉，他不关心其他任何人的感觉或者是爱。
What do you think of the religion so far?
所以呢，到目前为止，你怎么看这个宗教的
？Okay, pretty bad stuff. But there's one other item.
也非常的糟糕的一件事东西。那么还有一个另外一个原因。
And the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries.
地上的客商因她奢华太过，就发了财。
three reasons why it's popular. Number one, because you can get drunk and you won't notice how bad it is. Number two, you can commit adultery there in all its filthiness. And number three, you can walk out with more money than you walked in. Wow, the wicked man says, that's great.
这个呢，就是为什么这个宗教如此的流行呢？有三个原因。第一个原因呢，是因为它会让你喝醉，醉了以后呢，你就不知道它到底有多坏。第二个呢，你可以跟它吸引，这个时候满足你自己的那个私欲。第三个呢，最终呢，你又会变得非常的有钱，你发了财，然后那些坏的人、邪恶的人说啊，这个东西太好了，我们喜欢。
Our father was a bank manager. He said to me one day, Harold, you know, it's very interesting, but most of the people who borrow money from our bank, who are selling liquor, they make lots of money.
他跟我说呢，Harold，你知道，这非常有趣的，大都是从我们银行借钱的人呢，他们其实就是开了酒店，就是卖酒，让很多人喝醉，他们就赚了很多钱。You
want to make lots of money? Here's how you do it. Sell sin.
所以你要赚很多的钱嘛，你想发财嘛，这也是你要去做的，你就是卖罪。
Sin is addictive, and if you sell something to an addict, he'll come back for more, because he's addicted.
那个犯罪呢，是上瘾的。如果你卖给人家罪的话呢，他会上瘾，他就回来了，他会要更多，他就一定会回来，再要更多的罪。
This is the devil's religion. That's what it's like. Never forget it. That's what the devil's religion is like.
这就是那些魔鬼的宗教，永远不要忘记这个魔鬼的宗教它是什么样的。
What is Jesus' religion like?
那么主耶稣的宗教是什么样的呢？
Sobriety. The man of God never gets drunk. The man of God stays away from all form of liquor.
那这个呢，就是他给你清醒，卖给你清醒，就是说属神的人呢，永远不会喝醉。Number
two, the man, the woman of God lives a moral life. They do not get involved in the sexual immoralities of this world. God says it's wrong, and don't ever let anybody tell you that if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can live any kind of wicked lifestyle you want. You can't.
所以这个呢，第二个呢，就是属于属神的人，相信主耶稣基督的人呢，他们过也生活的非常的有道德，他不会去就是说去犯奸淫罪。就是说呢，有些人呢，他会告诉你说呢，啊，你信了主耶稣基督以后呢，你想怎么生活就怎么生活。
不要相信他所说的话，这是不对的。Number three, the religion of the Lord Jesus Christ is not all about money.
第三个呢，就是关于主耶稣基督的宗教呢，跟金钱没有什么关系。Many
people that call themselves Christian preachers and teachers today love to take collections.
有很多人呢，称之为那些讲道人或者是圣经教师的人呢，他们喜欢收钱。Jesus
never took a collection.
主耶稣基督从来没收过别人的钱。Jesus
never charged anybody for a miracle.
主耶稣基督从来没有因为行了神迹去收人家的钱。Totally
different from the devil's ways. You know, Christians could behave like devils.
所以跟那个魔鬼的那个宗教是完全不一样的。你知道吗？基督徒呢，他有可能呢像一个魔鬼一样。
Verse 4 said, then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. Is that good wisdom?
现在这个第四节上呢，我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民呐，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。”这是好的智慧吗？
So if you were find a if you were to find any kind of religious organization today, be it called a church, a Christian church, or anything else, if you found those three things in it, you'd say, I'm out of here.
因为当今世界呢，如果你发现那些宗教的，他们自己称之为基督的教会的，或者称之为教会的这样的组织，你发现前面讲到那三样事情在他们那个教会里面，你说我赶紧离开这个教会。
Why?
为什么?
Because verse 5, her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. God is going to judge those kinds of religious organizations. He will judge them.
第五节呢，就是说呢，因他的罪恶滔天，他的不义神已经想起来了，说神已经想起来了这些宗教的邪恶，神要审判那样的宗教组织。
Now, after the church goes to heaven, all these wicked religious organizations will come together and they will capture basically everybody on the planet.
因为在教会被提到天上去以后呢，去了天堂以后呢，地球上所有的这些宗教组织呢，它都可以，它都要来结合成一体，然后整个地球上的所有的人呢，都会成为这个大的组织的成员。
But what do you do if you see anything like it today?
所以呢，如果今天你看到了像这样的事情，你会怎么样做呢？
You run, that's what you do.
你赶紧逃离，这就是你要做的。So
that particular day I told you about, I went back to my mother, and I said, Mother, I've got some peanuts, but don't ever send me back to make a phone call in that beer parlor again. I don't want to get anywhere near that stinking place.
因为在那一天的我拿着那一包花生回来跟我妈妈说呢，妈妈，我拿到了一包花生，但是呢，永远不要让我再去那样一个像啤酒屋那样的一个臭的地方去打电话。
Verse number 6. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Is God going to respond? Yes. How much? He's going to respond to those situations double. You did it 5, you're going to get 10. You did it 100, you're going to get 500. Sorry, you're going to get 200. People say, I did that sin and I got away with it. Hang on, you're not going to get away with it. Those people who say, I got away with it, haven't lived long enough yet. They'll never get away with it. They will be paid back double.
这里第六节说呢，他怎样待人，也要怎样待他，按他所行的加倍的报应他。神会报应这些行了坏事的人吗？一定会的，因为神不是，神会报应他们多少了？加倍，就是说，如果你做了5，神会加到加倍10的报应你；你做了100，神会加到200的报应你。 所以那些人呢，他认为他们犯的罪呢，他们可以不用负责任，不要那么去想，神会加倍的报应他们。
Makes her a double portion from her own cup. That's what she's going to get. She's going to have to drink that residue, the dregs of her own cup.
对，你用她调酒的杯，这就是加倍的调给她喝。 那么这个人的这个宗教，他要喝什么样的酒？他用他自己的杯子，加倍的喝他自己的酒。
Give her as much torture and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself.
因为这个给他呢，更多的那种苦难和那种折磨给他。
In her heart, she boasts. She says, I sit as a queen. I'm not a widow, and I will never mourn. La-di-da-di-da. I like all this sin, and I like the money that I get from this sin. And frankly, I like the luxury of it all.
对你讲的那他怎样荣耀自己怎样说也当叫他痛苦悲哀因为他心里说我做了皇位以后并不是寡妇绝不至于悲哀你想想他说他做了那个以后呢他说你想当立了立了你看看我我现在多奢华了我也有皇位我也不是寡妇我也没有悲哀你看我多好啊
Verse number 8, therefore, in one day, her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. So she will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her.
第八节是说,所以在一天之内,她的灾殃要一起来到,就是死亡、悲哀、饥荒,她又要被火烧尽了,因为审判她的主神大有能力。
So as I read Revelation and in particular this chapter, I ask myself the question, what in particular is the judgment going to be? How will it take place? Is there going to be a war? What will happen to bring this terrible religion down?
因为当我读启示录的时候呢，特别是读这一章的时候呢，我问了自己一个问题：到时候呢，会有什么样的审判在这样一个大宗教上？这样一个宗教会怎么样发生，或者是通过战争还是其他的方式来打倒这个大宗教呢？
The amazing thing is we're not told.
就是很神奇的是，并没有告诉我们怎样把它打倒。
It's as if God is saying, I'm going to come and judge, just like that. And I'm not going to tell you how I'm going to do it. I'll just do it.
因为就是基本上就是说神呢说呢,我要来审判,我就这么快就把他们审判了。我不会告诉你怎么样去审判他们,但是我就是要审判他们。Did
he ever do that kind of thing before?
做过这样的事情之前做过吗?
Yeah. In the days of Jehoshaphat, that's one of the first illustrations that comes to my mind. In Jehoshaphat's day, God just brought the judgment down.
因为在他大能首先想到的那个时代，在那个约瑟法王那个时代呢，神呢就是把那个审判就降下来了。God
said to Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat, the armies are coming against you, the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Edomites. They'll come against you, Jehoshaphat. This is what you do. You go down and you stand there and you start praising the Lord and singing your hymns and you just stand there and I'm going to cause that whole multitude to collapse before you.
因为神跟那约瑟法王说呢，哎，那各个国家就像亚门呢，还有其他那些很多的国家，他们这要从那四面八方，有很多军队要来攻打你，所以你要做的事情呢，你就是走到前线去，在那里赞美神、唱歌，然后神呢说，我就会把那些所有来犯的敌人都给他打败。He
did the same thing in the days of Gideon. He did the same thing in the days of Saul. He did the same thing in the days of Hezekiah, and who knows how many more.
所以他在当时的基甸的时候呢，做了同样的事情。他当时呢，在那个约瑟法那个也做了同样的事情。同样呢，他当时在那个其他的地方都做了很多这样的一样的事情。我们不知道神呢，到底他还要做多少呢？
And the people in this religion will say, listen, we got it made. Everybody's on our side. Of course we're going to win.
所以在这个地方呢,这些人说呢,我们会让所有的人都站在我们这一边,当然我们会赢的。
God says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. You guys are going to get it.
所以神说呢, 神，你不要欺哄神，神是欺哄不得的。人种什么就会收获什么，所以你们这些邪恶的人一定会收获你们应有的报应。
All right, verse number 9. When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her.
第九节说，那地上的君王素来与他行淫，一同奢华的，看见烧他的烟，就必为他哭泣哀嚎。
Okay, God is going to destroy her with smoke, with burning, probably going to drown her, lots of other things we could talk about, but God will bring her down, and the people who devoted themselves to her will mourn. The kings will say, oh dear, we've lost our kingdom.
这个呢，神都会要摧毁这个宗教，就是摧毁它呢，是以烧的方式，或者让它冒烟的，烧了冒烟，或者说是把它放在水里淹死。我们知道神有很多办法呢摧毁它，但是呢，这些跟随他的那些国王呢说，哦 ，dear， 这个现在他被那个摧毁了，那么我们的王国呢也会失去，所以他们要痛苦哀嚎。
Terrified, verse 10, at her torment, they will stand far off and cry, woe, woe, O great city, O Babylon, city of power, in 1 hour your doom has come.
就是说呢，因怕他的痛苦，就远远的站着说，哀哉，哀哉，巴比伦大城，坚固的城啊，一时之间你的刑罚就来到了。
This is not just a religious organization. This is a religious organization with such power that the whole city of Babylon is devoted to it.
所以这里呢不是一个普通的宗教。这个宗教呢它是其实充满了所有的权力，就是整个的把巴比伦城都在里面的这样一个大的宗教。
There are two great illustrations from history to explain this.
在历史上呢有两个可以例子呢描述这样一个宗教。
One is the city of Babel, from which the word Babylon is taken, and that goes back to the days of Nimrod.
这个呢就是其中一个，就是那个城市叫巴比的一个城市，巴比城市就是巴比南所形成的那个城市，那个城市呢可以追溯到那个尼米拉那里去。
And this religion, this Babylon, has as its foundation the activities of this wicked man Nimrod and his wife and his so-called son and the whole wicked system.Is there in embryo form way back just after the days of Noah.
这个里面呢其实呢他这个巴比伦城的这个宗教呢他可以追溯到当时呢这一个 Nimrod 的这样一个人和他的妻子还有他们所谓的那个儿子，所以他们所有的宗教呢都可以追溯回去一直到挪亚的那个时代，他这就是当时后面这个大巴比伦城这个宗教的最起始的那个源头。
So as we discussed last week in chapter 17, the historical consequence of all that became the Roman Empire and in particular the Roman Catholic Church that came out of the Roman Empire.
因为在上次我们在第十七章所描述的就是那样的，所以当时的呢这个的特别的这个巴比伦的崇祯啊宗教呢，它最后呢就是形成了叫罗马帝国，特别是就是罗马天主教。
If you go to the country of Italy today, you will find within this country of Italy the city of Rome.
因为如果今天你去意大利，你在意大利呢会发现一个城市名叫罗马。
And if you go to the city of Rome, you will find within the city of Rome what is called the Vatican, the head of the Roman Catholic Church.
如果你到罗马市你去呢，你会发现在罗马市的城中心呢有一个小城，它叫梵蒂冈。 梵蒂冈呢，它其实就是那个罗马天主教的那个首府。
To the best of my knowledge, there is no place like the Vatican in the world today.
因为就是我据我所知，在当今世界上还没有一个地方像梵蒂冈那样。
The Vatican, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, is a city within a city.
所以那个梵蒂冈就是那个罗马天主教的首府呢，是一个城中城。
It has its own rules, it has its own laws, it has its own police force, it is a city within a city.
因为它其实呢，它有自己的规则，有自己的法律，甚至有自己的警察，它是一个典型的城中之城。
But it is an independent country within the city.
但是它却是一个独立的国家在一个城市里面。
Wow.
Wow.
Who controls the Vatican?
谁控制梵蒂冈啊?
Nobody.
没有人。
Who tells the Pope what to do?
谁告诉教皇怎么做什么呢?
Nobody.
也没有人。
There is no president of the country that tells him what to do. There is no government that tells him what to do. He rules supreme.
所以在那个国家呢，没有总统来告诉教皇做什么，也没有政府来告诉教皇做什么，所以那个教皇他是独立主宰那个人。
Who is going to head up this Babylonish religion?
谁会变成最后变成这个巴比伦类型的宗教？
Answer the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope.
答案就是罗马天主教和那个教皇。
Now we don't usually spend a lot of time talking against the Roman Catholic Church because, we would rather talk about the wonders of the Lord Jesus Christ.But the fact is that the Roman Catholic Church is going to be front and central in this Babylonish system, and that Babylonish system is going to control the world religion, and God will destroy it in an hour.
这个我们并没有花太多的时间去说一些反对罗马天主教的话，但是呢，我们宁愿去告诉别人我们主耶稣基督的神奇和奇妙，但是这个罗马天主教呢，它最终它会就形成在地球上这样一个希腊的宗教，这就是罗马天主教，它最终会变成这个，最后神会在一个小时呢就摧毁它。
Now, not every Roman Catholic believes that.
并不是所有的罗马天主教相信这一点。
Not every Roman Catholic understands that.
也不是说每一个罗马天主教他理解这一点。
And Norma was speaking to a Roman Catholic woman yesterday, very friendly she was.
Norma 呢，昨天跟一个罗马天主教的一个女士讲话，那个女士非常的友好。
She said, "Has your sins been forgiven? You're a member of the Roman Catholic Church. Have your sins been forgiven?"
他就说呢，你是罗马天主教的一员，你的罪得赦免了吗？
Oh, she says, I don't know, I'm a good Roman Catholic, but I certainly don't know anything about that.
但我不知道，因为我是一个很好的罗马天主教的成员，但是坦率地讲，我也肯定不知道那些事情。
That's yesterday. God says, I'm going to judge that.All down through history, if you were to read the history of the Roman Catholic Church, you would be absolutely appalled. Slaughter after slaughter, war after war, killing after killing, wickedness after wickedness, all in the name of the Roman Catholic Church is the history of the Roman Catholic Church.
这个是昨天发生，但是神呢，他一定会去审判罗马天主教的。你如果去回顾一下整个罗马天主教的历史，这个罗马天主教的历史呢，充满了那些战争，充满了杀害， 充满了谋杀，充满了邪恶，一个邪恶接着一个邪恶。所以这个整个的罗马天主教呢，你看它的历史一直往下，全部都是充满这种谋杀和邪恶的，所以神有一天一定要审判他们的。
Why do we preach it?
我为什么讲这样的道呢？
Because it's right here in Revelation chapter 18.
因为在启示录第十八章里正在讲这个。
Even Roman Catholic Church writers say that they are Babylon.
所以就算是罗马天主教里面的那些人呢，他们也认为他们是巴比伦城。
Verse 11. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore.
第十一章说，地上的客商也都为他哀哭泣悲哀，因为没有人再买他们的货物了。
Vic, there's the answer to your question.
这个就是给老王的问题的一个答案。
Vic says the people in our world are interested in materialism. Here it is, they're interested in materialism, and God is going to wipe it out, just like that.
因为这就是呢，老王说呢，世界上的人呢，太过关心物质。这里讲到的呢，就是说是看到你们的物质了吗？神会把它一切的都除掉。
What kind of luxury did they surround themselves with?
所以呢，他们有什么样的这样的一个方式来让他自己那个形成他自己的那一套呢？
The Spirit of God simply tells us about 28 of their luxuries.
所以呢，神的圣灵呢，告诉我们关于十样关于他们的那样的一些传奇。
Here they are. Let's read them. Verse 12. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stone, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood, articles of every kind made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron, marble, cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, of fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep and horses and carriages and bodies and souls of men.
刚才那个我讲错了，他是说他们有什么样的货物，你让他们的货物呢有28样的第十二节说，这货物就是金银宝石珍珠细麻布紫色料绸子朱红色料各样香木各样象牙的器皿各样极宝贵的木头和铜锭肉桂豆蔻香料香膏乳香酒油细面麦子牛羊车马和奴仆人口。
What is the result of their religion?
所以他们的宗教的结果是什么？
Luxury.
就是他们的货物。
What is the result of Jesus' religion?
所以呢，主耶稣基督的宗教的结果是什么呢？
Glory for Jesus and salvation for you and me.
所以荣耀给主耶稣基督，给你我的救恩。
Would you rather have eternal life from Jesus or have your body and soul a slave of the devil?
所以呢，你是需念要主给你的永生呢，还是要你的灵魂和身体被魔鬼杀掉呢？
Don't be deceived by the world's religion. Just Jesus as your savior.
你不要去被当今世界的宗教所欺骗，只要相信你的救主。
These merchants who go bankrupt, they will say, verse 14, the fruit you long for is gone from you. All your riches and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered. The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand far off, terrified at her torment. They will weep.And mourn and cry out.
这个里面讲的第十四节第十五节讲到的巴比伦呐，你所贪爱的果子，你看你一切的珍馐美味和华美的物件也从你中间毁灭，只缘不能再见。第十五节说，贩卖这些货物，即使他发了财的客商，因怕他的痛苦，就远远的站着哭泣悲哀。
They will say, verse 16, woe, woe, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin.
第六节和第十七节讲呢，他们就说，哀哉哀哉，这大臣啊。素常穿着细麻、紫色、朱红色的衣服，用金子、宝石和珍珠为装饰，一时之间这么大的富厚就归于无有了。
A lot of people say it's true. They say, you know, I'm going to become a Christian one day. And when I see things getting worse, I'm just going to become a Christian. I will turn around at some point. I'll have a little more fun now. I've got other things I got to do now. I'll serve God one day.
因为有些人说呢，啊，我终有一天我就会成为基督徒的。那个，因为呢，现在呢，我看到事情变得糟糕了以后呢，我再来转向神。然后呢，现在呢。我就是自己享受一下有什么乐趣我自己在这里好好的享受然后等那个到时候呢最终呢我就会成为基督徒我会服侍神的。
What do they do when their judgment comes in 1 hour?
所以如果他们的审判在一个小时内出现的话他们会怎么做的
How often does it come? How often do you read 1 hour?It's here again. God says, your judgment is coming like that.
因为你就是觉得一个小时呢有多长吗神说呢哎你的审判现在就来了就现在马上就来。
Verse 17 carries on and says, every sea captain, all who traveled by ship, the sailors, and all who earned the living in the sea will stand afar off when they see the smoke.Of her burning, that'll be the city, and everything associated with her in the city and out. When they see the smoke of her burning, was there ever a city like this great city, they will say? It's all gone.
第七节说呢，后半部分说，凡船主和坐船的往过处去的，并动水手。连所有靠海为业的都远远地站着看见烧他的烟这个他呢其实就是巴比伦城和巴比伦城里面的一切的东西看见烧他的烟就喊着说有何城能比这大城呢
They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning they will cry out Whoa, 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 great city
看第十九节说他们又把尘土撒在头上哭泣悲哀喊着说哀哉哀哉这大城啊。
Why will they put dust on their head?
他们为什么把灰尘放在他们头上呢
There is a consistent evidence in the Bible that men put dust dirt covering on their head when they are ashamed.
所以在圣经里呢有确切的证据告诉我们当人把那个灰尘放在他们头上的时候呢他们感到羞愧。
You will read it all through the Old Testament. You've got it mentioned here again in Revelation. Men put a head covering on because they are ashamed.
现在你这是从所有的旧约里你可以一直读到一直到启示录里这个一章里你会发现呢人呢把那个男人把头盖着的呢是为了遮盖他们的羞耻。
When we meet to remember the Lord, when we meet to serve Him, when the men take their hats off, when they pray, they take it off. Why? Because they're not ashamed.
因为这个呢，为当我们来到一起聚会敬拜主的时候，当我们祷告的时候，男人呢会把他的帽子摘下来。那为什么呢？因为他们并不感到羞耻。
Why are they not ashamed?
为什么他们不感到羞耻呢？
Because God's forgiven their sins, that's why.
因为神呢饶恕了他们的罪，这就是为什么他们不感到羞耻。
That's absolutely marvelous. They take their heads covering off because they're not ashamed and they want God to get glory from that fact.
这就是一个非常神奇的事情。我们把头帽子摘下来呢，就是我们不敢的羞耻。这样呢，我们要让神得到荣耀。这就是为什么男人不戴帽子。
So why do women put their head covering on?
为什么女人要把那个头盖头戴上？
Do they put their head covering on because they're ashamed?
他们把他们的盖头盖上是因为他们感到羞耻吗？
No. They put their head covering on because the Bible says that the women are the glory of men and their hair is their glory. And so they say, I'm going to cover my glory so that Jesus gets all the glory.
所以呢，圣经说呢，女人的头发呢是他们的荣耀。所以呢，女人说呢，哎，我们要把我们的头发盖上，把我们的荣耀盖上，这样我就把荣耀给了主。
And so you'll find it over and over and over. We'll consider it possibly in a few weeks' time on Sunday nights. The man came to tell Saul. No, the man came to tell David that Saul was dead, and he put.Dirt on his head because he was ashamed to have to say that Saul was dead.
因为你的圣经里你会一遍一遍的来发现当那个扫罗死的时候有一天就是说晚上一个人呢告诉大卫说大卫说扫罗已经死了所以这个时候呢他们把那个灰尘呢放在头上因为扫罗死了他们感到羞耻。
These people were ashamed. They were weeping. They were crying out loud. They said, whoa, 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 great city. Where are all who had ships on the sea? Became rich through your wealth. In 1 hour, she has been brought to ruin.
第十九节说呢，他们这些人呢感到羞耻，哭泣悲哀，喊着说，哀哉哀哉，这大城啊，凡有船在海中的。都因他的珍宝成了富足，他在一时之间就成了荒场。
All this is going on the earth.
所以这些都是在地球上一直持续的。
So what's going on in heaven at this time?
所以在这个时候呢，天堂里发生了什么呢？
I don't know. If you were in heaven, what do you think you'd be looking at?
所以呢，我不知道，如果你在天堂，你认为你在天堂看到什么？
Well, among other things, you'd be looking down to see what's going on the earth.
其他的一些事情就是说你会在看到你会往下看看地球上到底发生了什么。
So the people in heaven and the angels and the Lord, they're looking down. And verse 20 says, rejoice over the defeat of this terrible prostitute. Heaven, rejoice. Saints and apostles and prophets, God has judged her for the way she treated you.
因为这个第二十节呢就是说天啊众圣徒众圣徒众先知啊其实他们都很高兴的看到这个大淫妇被打败了说你们都要因他欢喜因为神已经在他身上伸了你们的冤。
There were many who were killed by this religious system. That's what the Bible says in prophecy here.That's what history says all down through the last 1500 years.
所以很多人呢就是基督徒呢就被这个巨大的宗教呢给杀害了。这就是正以启示录所预言的要说的。如果你去看那个历史上也是有很多基督徒被这个宗教系统给杀了。
They're going to look down at the system, they're going to see it destroyed, and they're going to say, thank you, Lord.And they're going to rejoice that God finally took judgment against this evil religion.
这些被杀的人呢往下看呢，看到这个宗教系统呢完全被摧毁了，所以他们就说呢，感谢主，主终于的审判了这个邪恶的宗教系统，为他们报了仇。
Verse 21, then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said, with such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again.
第二句说，有一位大力的天使举起一块石头，好像大漠石扔在海里，说，巴比伦大臣也必这样猛烈的被扔下去，绝不能再见了。
And I don't understand it all, but Babylon is going to be destroyed, as we just read earlier, with fire, and it's going to also be destroyed by drowning. It's going to be cast into the sea.
我不完全理解这个，但是呢，我们前面呢这一章早的前面告诉我们说呢，这个巴比伦的这个大宗教系统呢会被火烧摧毁，这里告诉我们他们会被淹死，就是说就像这个大巴比伦呢这个大宗教呢会被扔到海里淹死。
Verse 8, she will be consumed by fire.
对，第八节说呢，她会被火烧死。
And verse 21, she will be thrown into the sea.
第21节说呢，这个宗教系统会被扔到海里去。
And I mentioned on an earlier occasion that, the part of the Babylonian Empire in Babylon, which is Iran and Kuwait today, probably Iraq, part of that country, in the Persian Gulf was actually and is actually at the bottom of the ocean today.
因为今天呢，我们今天呢就讲到了，前面我跟你讲到了这样的一个巴比伦城呢，它实际上是在伊朗的一部分、伊拉克的一部分，还有科威特的一部分，它实际上这是在整个的波斯湾的那一块，这一块呢就是现在的整个的海底，就是海最深的地方。
What's going to be lost?
他们会失去什么？
Verse 22.The music of harpers and musicians, flute players, trumpeters will never be heard in you again, Babylon.
因为第二十二节说呢，琴声、作乐、吹笛、吹号的声音在你中间绝不能再听见，就在巴比伦中间。
No more parties.
没有聚会。
No workman of any trade will ever be found in you again.The sound of a millstone will never be heard in you again.
各行手艺人在你中间绝不能再遇见，推磨的声音在你中间绝不能再听见。
No more building great projects.
没有再建那个高楼的项目。
No more luxurious mansions.
也没有这些东西再提到。
Verse 23, the light of a lamp.Will never shine in you again.
第二三节说，灯光在你中间绝不能再照耀。
No more light, only darkness.
没有任何的光线，只有黑暗。
It's interesting, isn't it? All through the Bible, from the very beginning, let there be light, until the fact that the Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world.And until we get to Revelation 21, 22, when there's no need for the sun, because Jesus is the light. Jesus is always the light, and the devil is the prince of darkness.
这里呢，那非常也从圣经开始说呢，神说要有光，然后就有了光。主耶稣基督说，我就是光。然后呢，所以一直到那个主耶稣基督呢，他就是照耀世界上的一切的光，光跟主在一起，光就在那里。但是我们在启示录里这里也读到，那个魔鬼他就是黑暗的王子，在他里面完全是黑暗。
The voice of the bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again.
新郎和新妇的声音在你们中间绝不能再听见。
That's the world's picture of the greatest hope, the greatest joy, the greatest blessing, the greatest prospects. None of that anymore.
这个就是世界是世界的人他们的最大的成功最大的喜乐最大的目标最大的所有的一切所以这一切不再会有
Your merchants were the world's great men but they're not anymore
所以你的客商原来是地上的珍贵人现在再也不是
And by your magic spell all the nations were led astray
你万国也被你的邪术迷惑了
Sometimes we look at the world and we say, well, this country seems to be all mixed up, but that country seems to be going in the right direction.
有时候我们看看世界上，我们说呢，这个国家呢，一切都不对劲，所有的事情都很乱。那我们看到另外一个国家呢，我们说呢，这个国家它走在正确的方向上。
But here all the countries were going in the wrong direction and all of the countries had been led astray. Not one, not 50, all of them.
因为在这里国讲的呢所有的国家万国呢都被邪术欺骗了所有的都被迷惑了所有都迷乱了不是说几个城市五个城市或十个城市十个国家就所有的没有一个全部都被迷惑了。
And what do we know about this false religion? Verse 24. In her was found the blood of prophets and of the saints and of all who have been killed.On the earth.
我们对这个宗教知道一些什么呢第二世纪说先知和圣徒并地上一切被杀之人的血都在这城里看见了。
Is it a good thing that they were destroyed?
他们被摧毁是一件好事吗
Are there prefigurements of that religion in the world today?
所以呢这个就是那样的宗教在我们当今世界上有一些预先的表象吗
And the answer is yes, everywhere.
答案是当然到处都是。
And when you see it, don't have anything to do with it. Don't be party to religious activities like this. Come out from them, my people. Verse 4.Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. If you're there, you'll sin like her. And if you're there, you'll receive the judgment that she will receive. Scary stuff.
你看见这样的事情，在地球上看见这样的宗教呢，你不要跟他们有份儿，也不要去参加他们的那种宗教的忌讳。第四节说呢，我。维京先生也是说我的名呢你们要从他城里出来免得同他一起有罪免得他受的免得受他所有的灾殃。所以呢你看见这样的宗教呢你要远离他你不要跟他们有任何的关系否则的话呢你要跟他受一样的惩罚受一样的灾殃。
Alright, well that's a heavy chapter.But it's a good chapter because it says that God is victorious and the plans of the devil will all be brought to naught. What a wonderful thing.
这是一个很沉重的一章但是是很好的一章因为这一章告诉我们神会最终赢得胜利所有的这些宗教邪恶呢最终都会被摧毁。
Okay, so our time is gone. I apologize. We'll pray and then we can disband.
所以呢我们的时间呢也过了他为此抱歉因为我们先祷告祷告完了然后我们就可以那个散会了。
Lord, we're thankful that you are bold enough to warn us of these events that must happen. We're thankful that you will be the victor over all evil in that coming day.
所以主啊我们非常感恩你这么直白地告诉我们所有的要发生的这样的事情我们也非常感恩您将您的最终的胜利所有的这个都会被摧毁
And so we thank you for your goodness for your love for your care and we thank you for blessing each one of us
因为我们的感恩感谢您的美善感谢您的爱感谢您的关爱我们也感谢您呢给我们所有人的赐福
Give us wisdom, we pray, to understand to the point of coming out of evil like this into the blessed Church of Jesus Christ, or we don't want to be involved in this evil religion.
所以呢，请您赐给我们智慧，让我们呢认清这样的一个邪恶的教会。当时呢，我们不想跟这样的事情有任何的关系。我们要坚定的站在我们主耶稣基督的教会里面。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.